skulls. But who had sent them forth? Long Shadow could not be sure. The ghost spirit of sleeping Kina? The Lords of Light, who would restore Ravi Lemna? The children of the Demon King, who remained imprisoned in those lance heads while she slept? The Regent of Shadow, wary of being at a disadvantage in the lists of love? The librarians of old recorded the return of all the companies but one. The Black Company, which lost its own past and wandered aimlessly down the centuries till it elected a captain eager to seek out its roots. Long Shadow knew very little about the Lances, but he did know more than anyone else alive. Howler and Catcher suspected some. No one else had a hint that the Black Company standard was anything but an old artifact that had survived for centuries till it vanished during the battle at Dejagore, only to resurface in Taglios in the hands of a bodyguard. Its recovery was high among Long Shadow's priorities. He would send for it as soon as Howler recovered. He would devote his own time to harvesting the knowledge of his captive. But first he slept, having conquered the Howler's wounds. Chapter 63. It took the imp Frogface 5 days to locate his mistress. Then he waited till the attention of Overlook's master lapsed before he made his way inside. He entered with trepidation. Long Shadow was a powerful sorcerer, dreaded in the demon worlds. His entry disturbed no one. Overlook's defenses were meant to stop shadows from the south. He found his mistress in a dark cell beneath the fortress's roots, her drugged mind in a cell of its own, deep inside her brain. He debated. He could forget her. He could help and maybe win his freedom. Freeing her was not within the specific orders she had given him. He stretched out beside her, bit a hole in her throat, drank her blood. He cleansed it and returned it. She wakened slowly, sensed what he was doing, let him finish. He closed the wound. She sat up in the darkness.
The Howler. Where am I?
Overlook.
Why?
They mistook you for your sister.
She laughed bitterly. My axe was too good.
Yes. Where is she? Last seen near Dejagore. I hunted you for a week.
And they couldn't see her? She's getting stronger. What about Croaker?
I've been hunting you.
Find him. I want him back. I can't let him reach my sister. Do anything you have to stop that.
I'm forbidden to take life.
Anything else, then, but keep them apart.
You don't need help here?
I'll handle... You're free to roam here?
Pretty much. Parts are sealed behind spells only Long Shadow can penetrate.
Search the place. Tell me what everyone is doing. Then find Croaker and my sister. The imp sighed. So much for gratitude. She caught the sense of the sound.
Do it right and you're free. Forever. Right. I'm gone.
She waited for her captors to come receive their surprise. As she waited, she heard the whispers of darkness carrying from the nearby plain. She caught some of what was said, began to taste the fear that plagued Long Shadow. She could not just sit there like a trapdoor spider waiting. Long Shadow and Howler were sleeping. She should go. The very stones of Overlook had been